while I get into this topic here, I want those of you listening to put on your thinking caps. This is not an easy question, and I will tell you I'm struggling with it a bit myself, but St. Louis Magazine has a cover story that is titled, What's the Big Idea? They contacted 50 creative, influential St. Louisans and asked this question. If we gave you a check for $10 million, what would you do with it? What is the project that you would create to transform or improve our city? So I'm going to toss that out to those of you listening in just a couple of minutes. In the meantime, Margaret Bauer, who's the managing editor of St. Louis Magazine, joins us to talk about this a little bit. Hey, Margaret, how are you?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
I like the idea, especially just from the standpoint of getting the conversation started about something exciting.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the most fun things. You know this. That's one of the most fun things we do in the media is just ask a big question, then see what happens, see what rolls out of that, you know? And so, yeah, we got to talk to some really great people about this.
Charlie Brennan's in here, and I kind of like his idea.
Yeah.
Don't tell him I said that, by the way. So before we get to the specifics, though, what was the question? I described it accurately, right? You went to 45 people, and you said, we're going to give you $10 million. What would you do with it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, what would you do with it? You know, and specifically, you know, something that's city-oriented, something that'll really bring the region into focus, you know? And Charlie's idea, you know, having something every weekend that's an athletic event. We've already got a few of them, and we could just roll that up and get a whole bunch of people going with this idea that St. Louis is a place for active athletes.
And then market the city around that concept.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We have this past weekend, we had the Moonlight Ramble. We have the Race for a Cure. There's a lot of, you know, there's the Gateway Cups coming up. I'm a big cycling guy. That's coming up next weekend. We almost do have something every weekend. So Charlie's line in here is, it might not be as difficult as it sounds. I agree with him because we have so much going on. The hard part would be marketing it, and mm-hmm. and that would be, you got a lot of great, smart marketing people here in St. Louis.
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's funny. One of the marketing guys who was in here, we asked Richard Callow, you know, he's kind of a big figure in the city, what he would do. And he had this kind of a crazy idea, but actually kind of brilliant. Get giant pandas. Just bring them, you know, bring them to the zoo, and then get all of these different people, you know, get Bob Castley to design their habitat, you know, get Maxine Clark from Build-A-Bear to do some, you know, little pandas to sell, that sort of thing. Really market the city that way.
That's an interesting one. So in other words, something that you can't, because as far as I know, I don't know where you can go and see pandas. I think at the San Diego Zoo, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the restrictions are. You'd have to come up with I guess you're saying, spend the money, because you'd have to create the habitat and obtain the pandas. But that was one of those out there ideas. There's another one. I got to tell you something. I don't get all of them, all right?
Okay,
and there are a few that I'm going to criticize a little bit later. But the one on caviar, could you explain this? This is Andrew Faulkner. What's this about?
I like that idea. Actually, it was this WashU professor, Andrew Faulkner. And see, we have here, you know, we have this great resource, the Mississippi River. We've got the Missouri River, too. And that's the habitat for the sturgeon. And, you know, that's where caviar comes from. And so it's just sort of taking one of our natural resources that we already have and just saying, you know, we could become a world leader in this. I could see it going somewhere.
You can
got
see
a really great
what
restaurant.
Do you think people out in California are going to start craving Missouri caviar?
It's all in what you call it, you know.
Mississippi River caviar. There's something tells me that might not fly. But at least people are thinking, to use a cliche, out of the box here just a little bit.
Yeah, well, and it kind of gloms onto that locavore trend, which is, if you notice, there are so many people throughout this entire feature who had this idea, you know, we really need to get farmers markets to be a big focus, and a lot of people are talking about that, so he's also kind of on that wavelength.
Well, that's one of, I got to page through here quickly because I have some of these highlighted. Anna Crossland. I don't know Anna. She's the CEO of the International Institute of St. Louis.
Yeah.
Here's what she says. She says, world-class cities have attitude and truly awesome landmarks. We have that in the Arch. But she says, attitude is about whether a city is global and inclusive and in its thinking and its look, whether there is a bounce in the step of its residents, whether there's a buzz about it and throughout it. And landmarks aren't just monuments, but thriving, bubbling hubs of activity. So where would my 10 mil go? Into transforming Soulard's farmers market into a world-class market that's a hub of regional culture and entertainment. Now, I kind of like that idea.
Yeah.
She says the funds could upgrade the physical plan, increase the staff, launch a nonprofit board similar to Forest Park Forever. I think she might be onto something there because you think about, and I think she mentions this in here, you think of Seattle and the market there, something that, and if people are visiting St. Louis, they go to the Arch, Soulard's not too far. it would be easy to get to. I think a lot of people go anyway, and it's a great farmer's market. I'm not criticizing it. We went last weekend and picked up some delicious tomatoes, but that might be a good focus. Do you have any other favorites, Margaret, that they're in the 45 here?
Well, speaking of Seattle, actually, that's something that another one of our guys touched on. Sean Quinn, he's one of the partners in 538.com, which is kind of, you know, they just partner with the New York Times.
Sure.
To get their blog out there. But his idea was to establish a center for practical relationship skills. And this is something, Seattle has the Gottman Institute, and this is a place where they can basically, with like 83% accuracy or something crazy like that, predict how your relationship's going to go. And so Quinn's idea was just, let's bring something like that to St. Louis and get people thinking about, you know, how to relate to each other on an emotional level.
Okay, that's a little touchy-feely for me. I'm going to be honest with you. There's a few on here that are a little too touchy-feely. I'll give you one that I thought of, and it's based on an interview that I'm going to do in the next hour. Now, maybe I like to consider myself somewhat hip when it comes to music, and even though I went to Rush last night, that might not qualify. But I'm going to talk with Brian Cohen in the next hour, and he's putting together this great thing this weekend, Lou Fest, which is sort of an alternative music festival. You have these things that have really gotten on the map throughout the country, like Lollapalooza in Chicago and South by Southwest in Texas, and I think he even says that he got this idea from Austin, but you could really build upon something like Lou Fest, and even though I think this weekend is going to be great, make it even bigger as a destination for people to come in from out of St. Louis to visit, book up the hotels, fill the restaurants. I don't even think that'd be that hard. That one may already be in the works based on whatever success they have this weekend.
Certainly, certainly. Yeah, Lou Fest is fantastic. I just love that they're getting that together, and there's at hotels. There's actually an idea about that in here where Bill Keege, he's the guy who wrote the book, a couple different books, but there's one about just has weird pictures of chairs around St. Louis area. And his idea was that every neighborhood in St. Louis could have a hotel that kind of gives you a touch of its flavor. So in Lafayette Square, you get a little taste of like living in a Victorian house for a day, something like that. And so really bring people to each of the neighborhoods in St. Louis and have something that focuses on that.
See, some of them I think you can implement, and some of them are a little little pie in the sky. And,
yeah.
And I understand where they're going with them, but I honestly think in order for something like this to really take the next step, so you start a dialogue in St. Louis Magazine. I'm going to take some calls here on KMOX. We're going to see what people think. It'd be great for someone to, you know, use this as a launching pad and really develop something. And I think that you have that opportunity with some of the ideas. One of the questions I got from a listener earlier is, because you guys are kind enough to send this to me, is the issue out on the newsstands right now?
Yes, it currently is. Yeah, it's got a big gold cover and a big silver arch on it.
All right, the $10 million idea, Margaret Bauer, managing editor of St. Louis Magazine. I'm going to toss this out and see what people think this afternoon.
All right, fantastic.
Even though you asked Charlie Brennan and not me, Margaret. See, that's the kind of guy I am. So I appreciate you coming on here.
You're a stand-up guy, Mark.
All right, take care.